Unit 3. Australian Myths. Page 44. Listen up. Ned Kelly Memorial Service.
Hundreds of Ned Kelly's descendants will head to northeast Victoria today to finally bid farewell to their notorious relative. With his remains handed over to the family, a service will be held back where it all began, in Kelly country, of course, as Christina Hearn reports.
Oh, it's a good feeling. You know, good he's going to be buried, finally put to rest where he should be.
Ned Kelly was a wild young bush ranger.
After 132 years, Glen Rowan's most infamous son is finally coming home. The locals love him, the tourists fascinated by him.
You can't just bury your head in the sand and say he was just another bushranger. He's not just another bushranger. It's all about rights, people's rights, and freedom and justice and liberty. That's what the story's all about.
Ned Kelly was a victim of the changes.
This tiny town in northeast Victoria is forever etched into Australian folklore. It was the scene of the Kelly Gang's last stand, the shootout with police at the Glen Rowan Inn, with Ned clad in his famous armour. He was arrested and eventually hanged at the Old Melbourne Jail in 1880 for killing three police officers. And for some, he'll forever be remembered as just a cop-killing thief.
He was responsible for the murder of three police officers, and that remains to this day the worst atrocity affecting police officers in this country.
Channel 9.